Welcome to Sundays. We're your hosts. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Steph.
Hey guys, we're back with another podcast. Steph and I haven't recorded in a couple of weeks, and we are excited to bring you guys this episode. It's going to be fun. It's going to be girl talk. We are talking about fall 2022 fashion trends.
Woohoo! I'm so ready for fall.
Yes, so am I, actually. It's like my favorite season ever. Also because I'm a September baby, so I'm like biased. But you know, we're just going to go with it. Texas is still burning hot, but we're just going to pretend that we have cooler climates.
Yes, I'm channeling cooler weather with these fall fashion trends, even though it's been raining the last several days. So we've gotten some relief from the 100 plus temps. So that is so nice because
yes, I know.
I'm like slipping and sliding on my leather seats in my car. Like I'm like literally sliding out of my car because I'm so hot.
No, I know exactly what you mean. I'm just like, wow, this week I haven't been sweaty AF when I took Humphrey out. So, you know, that's always good.
Yes.
That's always a plus. My lips are still dry AF, but I cannot wait for the weather to turn so that my lips stop peeling. I don't know what it is since I've moved to Austin. My lips peel like crazy in the summertime. It's just this weird thing I have to deal with now.
That is weird.
I know. Isn't that weird? It never happened to me in Houston. I think it's just because like it's such a dry climate and I've lived in like really humid cities my whole life. Like I was in Karachi, which is like a coastal city, and then Houston too, like a semi-coastal, is like super humid. I just don't think like my 30-something body is used to it. The dry weather. It's like, what are you doing to me?
Oh my goodness.
But anyways, enough about my peeling lips. We are so excited about this, aren't we, Steph? We did a little bit of research.
Yeah, and I actually shopped because I have a campaign coming up with a brand, and my plan was to share fall fashion trends. So I literally am just getting home from shopping. So I have a few of them already with me.
Yes.
So I'm like, I'm ready.
And also what I love about this time is like you can literally shop your own closet, ladies. This is like the best. I'm so happy the fashion gods have aligned with our closets, or at least my closet. I'm very happy about it.
Yeah. As we were like researching and reading, it seems like a lot of the pieces that are on trend for the season are either repeats, as they usually are, from like previous seasons, or they are pieces that you probably already have because they're such like basic.
Oh, sorry about my Amber Alert. Whoops.
Uh-oh.
Okay, there we go.
Okay.
I know.
But they're like pieces that are already in your closet. Like we're talking blazers, white tank tops, like suiting neutrals. It's a lot of pieces that you'll be able to easily style because you already have them at the store if you do need to add a couple of pieces to your fall wardrobe. So let's dive right into this.
Yes. The first thing for me, honestly, I'm like shook. I didn't think I would ever read this on a fashion magazine like Marie Claire saying that a classic white tank top is a trend this season.
Isn't that crazy?
I love it. Okay. We are just like, okay. I feel like this is post-pandemic fashion where people are like, okay, you know what? Maybe like the fashion people are like, let's just give the people what they want. Because for me, like, I just haven't been able to shake the fact that I want to get out of my sweats yet. And it's like 2 years later and I'm still like, yes, I have all the white tank tops. I can totally wear this. It's going to be amazing. Although I really want that white tank top with just the Prada logo. It's so bougie and so obnoxious. Like, who needs that? But I want it.
Yeah, nobody really needs it, but that one's really cute. But yeah, I mean, I feel like a white tank top can be styled so many different ways. And it seems like such a basic thing. Well, it doesn't seem like it. It is a very basic piece. But yes. I mean, I'm thinking fun cargo jeans or baggy jeans, because baggy jeans are also like very on trend for fall. You could wear it with a trouser, with sneakers. I mean, you could just really go any direction, a mini skirt, shorts, leather pants. I mean, there's just so many directions you could take it. So that's what I love about it.
No, seriously. And also I know cargo pants are really in this fall. So I personally would, if I had the Prada tank, let's just pretend I have the Prada tank, I would probably wear it with like a pair of like olive green cargo pants. Not like the weird super baggy ones, but like a nice tapered straight leg. Maybe like I have these white like Prada heels. I would wear that.
Yeah. Yes. Hold on. I just checked the price though, Sarah.
God, don't
it's $995. If you get the white Prada tank, I am coming to Austin to slap you.
Okay, but also that's like cheaper Prada. Okay, I was actually
just but girl, you better find you a Prada sticker off of Etsy and iron that shit onto a tank top you find at Walmart.
I know, seriously, I'm just like pretending with my ideal outfit in this Prada tank top would be on like, you know, in the fall. But you know what, I was actually looking at these Prada shorts, the nylon ones, you know, the black ones, they're so cute, but they're also like $990. So would you buy those
shorts? Yes. A white tank top that I can get at Walmart for $3? Absolutely not.
And then find like a fake
DH gate me on the white tank top. I'm sorry, I don't normally.
God, that's hilarious. You know, actually there's like this Target white tank top that is going viral right now, and I've seen it on TikTok, I've seen it on like JC Dupree. I'm like, what is going on? Like, what is this tank top? Maybe we should all get this viral Target tank top
from Target. White.
Yes, and it's apparently going viral. But you know what, if you need a new tank top, which I feel like everybody does, I feel like all of my tank tops, like after a while, like you need to replace them. You know?
Yeah.
So get the Target one.
You're going to have to send me the link, because I have no idea what this...
I'm going to have to find it myself. I know, I've seen it on social media. I haven't followed the link to the website, but now it just like popped into my mind. I was like, oh yeah, that tag top.
Okay. I'm going to have to look into this, because we absolutely cannot get the Prada one. Not in this economy.
So you would rather buy the shorts than the tank top. But like, imagine the tank top with the shorts, and then you can have a Prada bag and
Think about a $900 white tank top that I'm going to get my brown makeup all over. Like, absolutely not.
No, I know what you mean. It's not worth it. It'll be like fine for like a day, and then you'll be like, why the fuck did I spend my money on it? $990. Yes,
so it will wipe her hands on me. It's just not even a thing. I can't.
No. Okay, another trend is hot pink. What are your takes on this?
I'm loving the Barbie trend. I feel like that's kind of what I've been seeing it called, like this like Barbie 90s hot pink, really chic. Like, it's all a moment. So,
yes.
I mean, we're talking hot pink, pink on pink. So pink top, pink bottoms, throw on a pink shoe if you want to. But it's like, it is throwing up pink everywhere, basically.
I know. And it's like Pepto-Bismol pink too. You know what I mean? It's bold. Like that. It's like bold, but I love it. And you know what? The new Barbie movie is coming out soon too, with like Ryan Gosling and Margot Robbie. It's just going to make me feel like shit about myself when I see them, because they're both so beautiful.
You're so beautiful. What?
No, I know. But it's just like, they're like so beautiful. You know, like when I see them, I'm like, wow.
Oh my gosh.
Well, they're genetically gifted, you know?
We all are.
No.
Love yourself, girl, or nobody will. Oh my gosh, we talked about this. We need to go back and listen to our episode.
You gotta let me give them a compliment, Steph.
Okay.
Okay, so the Margot Robbie, Ryan Gosling movie is coming out. It's Barbie and Ken. I feel like that's where like the trend is coming from. I saw this group of girls walking around in downtown Austin, and one of them was wearing an all pink outfit. And I was like, yes. Although personally, I don't know if I would do like a full hot pink outfit at this point. I think I have a pink blazer and I have these pink Manolos, but I don't have anything else in my closet that I can be like, okay, well, let me go have this moment. I will have to shop for that stuff.
Yeah. I have a pink suit. I've got several pink dresses. So I feel like I could do it. I need to get some fun pink shoes. I don't really have, actually, I take that back. I have these like little Gucci flats that I don't think I've ever worn them. I bought them while I was working there. But maybe I could make this work. But I'm loving this Frankie's shop. We're on MarieClaire.com. They have this like oversized button down, and I can really see that styled with like a pair of leather pants, like
a straight mat and a heel. That is so cute.
So cute. Because leather is another one that is huge for fall. Like leather on leather on leather.
So except for Texans are not wearing, except for Texans are not going to be wearing leather on leather on leather till like December.
Right, unless you want to collapse.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you have like serious, like you just want to sweat out everything.
Oh my God. Okay, so you guys, we recorded this episode twice and we had a technical difficulty, so we're recording it again. But in the last episode, when we recorded first, I was telling Stephanie about Friends and how like that episode when Ross goes on a date and he has his leather pants and then he's sweating in them and he runs to the bathroom, he takes them off and he can't get them back on because he's so sweaty. And then he puts like baby powder on it, on his legs. I feel like all the Friends fanatics know exactly what I'm talking about. It is hilarious. And that just reminds me of like a Texan wearing leather in the fall. Like, it's not gonna happen for us.
Yeah.
Also, yeah. And Steph, watch Friends. Last time when we were recording, I learned that Steph had never watched Friends. You have to watch it, please.
I don't know. I don't know if I can get into it.
No, I trust me, you can absolutely get into it. It is the most relatable thing ever. Like now, like when I was young and it had come out like in the 90s, I would watch it and I thought it was funny, but I honestly did not even get half the jokes. Like, it's so good. You have to watch it, but you have to watch it like from the first episode all the way through. Trust me, you will be a fan for life. There's a reason why there's like a cult following for Friends.
Okay, I'll look into it.
You gotta do it. I still haven't convinced you, but you have to do. You have to do it.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, next, sequins. I'm so into this trend. Yes, I'm so into this trend.
Yeah, I mean, you can never go wrong with sequins. I feel like they just add a little pop to really any outfit. You can go full on sequins, but I think I'm seeing a lot of just like subtle pieces. So like if it's a blazer, if it's a piece underneath a shirt, if it's your pants, if it's your shoes, like Prada has the cutest little sparkle shoes right now. I don't know if you've seen them.
Oh, I know, because I have that sparkle bag and I'm so happy I got it.
Oh yeah, you're gonna be ready.
I'm ready. I'm going to New York tomorrow. I am taking it with me.
Oh, that'll be so cute.
Yes.
What color is it again? I forget.
It's the white Prada with like the sequins on it.
Yes.
Yes, it's so good. I did not think that I would use this bag a lot. I was like, you know what? I bought it. Maybe it's a novelty item. Maybe I'll wear it here and there. But like, truly, I've worn that bag all the time. And like you said, it's nice because it's like a pop. So like, if you want to just elevate your outfit, just like throw on like a sequin bag, or like even have like a sequin tank top with a denim jacket on top and leather jeans. I think that could be like super sexy too.
Yeah, totally.
So we're definitely incorporating like pops of sequins. You could go full on like sequin gown too, but
I mean, whatever floats your boat. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's just not how I would personally be wearing it.
Yeah. I think it just depends on your style, where you're going, and you know what you're into for the day. There's some days where I feel like I want to wear all sequins, and then there's other days where, you know, maybe I'm just a sequin bralette or a sequin shoe.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah,
it's very cute, very chic.
Look at me, I'm like on Prada's website right now and I need to get off.
Oh my god, look at you multitasking. I love it.
Oh my gosh. Well, okay. I love the sequin shoe they have, or the little sparkle shoe. I just wanted to check the price because I wasn't sure.
Oh yeah, that sparkle shoe is cute too, because I got, so the sparkle shoe, I'm assuming, are you talking about like the pointy toe shoe with the kitten heel?
Ooh, see, that one's cute too, but they just came out with like a high heeled, like kind of slide, like a satin slide.
Ooh,
it's like brand new.
Never mind. I have not seen that sparkle shoe. I'm talking about like the pointy toe ones with the, you know, like the diamante encrusted one.
Yeah, that
with
one's
the kitten
cute,
heel. Yeah. So I got that exact like shape shoe, but I got it in white. And it doesn't have sequins on it. But I still, and I got it with the white Prada bag. And I think it just looks so cute together. Taking both of those with me to New York. So they're on top of my mind right now.
Yeah, that'll be so cute. So, so cute. Sarah's going to New York tomorrow to visit friends. So that's why she's like, planning outfits out loud too.
Exactly. I just packed all of this stuff up. So I'm like, yeah, let me tell you what I'm taking with me too. And I didn't even realize, I actually completely forgot about the whole sequin trend when I was recording, but I'm just happy now I'm going to be a little bit on trend because I've completely shopped my closet for this trip's outfits.
That's good. I'm trying to be better about that, which is why I'm excited for fall and all of the pieces that are, you know, pieces that we already have in our closet, because
exactly,
I don't have to buy something new every time.
I know, but as influencers, it's so hard to do. Like, don't you think so? Like, I feel like I'm like, oh, I have to like get something new because it's already been on my Instagram.
Sometimes, but I feel like you also have to, like, that's where like styling and, you know, just showing people how to rewear things comes into play. So like, I've been working on being better about that because personally, like, buying more clothes, I don't even have space for the clothes I have. Like, my laundry is out of control. Like, I don't want to do laundry because I don't have anywhere to put it.
I know exactly what you mean. And that's why I was like, let me just see what I have in my closet. I don't need to be like panicking and trying to like figure out outfits. Like, I'm not going to Fashion Week. I'm going the week before Fashion Week. So I'm like, let me just go there and be super chill. Like, I don't need to be like going rushing out and trying to find like an outfit.
Yeah. You should schedule some meetings. Are you going to do that or no?
No, I'm not in New York on like a work day. I'm just there Thursday through Sunday.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. Oh, Friday. But like, yeah, my friends have like a whole schedule. Like, we're going to go to the Broadway play. We're going to go eat everything. Like,
yeah, you'll be busy. And plus, most people are probably working from home Friday anyway.
Exactly. I will go another time. Maybe we can go together since you're not going to go to Fashion Week this September either.
Yeah, if you guys listen to our Fashion Week episode, we were kind of like trying to decide if we were going to go or not. And Sarah's not going and I'm not going. I actually have a brand trip the exact same dates. I was probably going to go, but then this opportunity came up and it's like with a brand that I like could not turn down. So I'm definitely doing that instead. And I'm really excited about it. So
yeah, I mean, your trip is going to be amazing.
Yeah, and I'm going to have my own little Fashion Week in Canada.
There you go. Oh my God, I love it.
That's where we're going. Okay, so let's see. What else?
Classics. We have to talk about back to basics, which is like something like, I know we started off with like the whole wide tank, but that can also incorporate like oversized blazers, button downs. You know, I feel like this is like my vibe. I feel like as I'm getting older, I want my closet to be like very much like classics that I can mix and match. And I'm starting to build that up now. And I've gotten some really great pieces that I can wear over and over and over again. So this fall, I'm definitely shopping my closet for that, especially like oversized blazers. You guys, they're so underrated sometimes. Like, if you're wearing like a white tank top, some jeans, throw on an oversized blazer and some cute heels, like, what's better than that?
Totally. I mean, I literally, when I was shopping today, I picked up two oversized blazers and I'm so excited about them. I got this like cream one and I'm going to style it with some like brown trousers, like these kind of like oversized trousers. It's a very like oversized look, but it'll be really chic. And then a black oversized blazer, because I realized I didn't have like a plain black blazer, which I was surprised when I was like just going through my closet. I was like, okay, I need a black blazer.
And Abercrombie has some really good ones too this time. So you should check Abercrombie because I have mine from Abercrombie and I love it. But if you want to do like a more like classic one too, you could also check out Anina Bing. You know, I love Anina Bing stuff.
I know. You really love her.
I love her stuff. Like literally, like I feel like everything she does is so perfect if you want to have like a very classic wardrobe that like are investment piece after investment piece after investment piece, and then you have like a good selection to mix and match. Everything that she does can be mixed and matched with so many of her pieces. Like, I think it's genius.
Yeah, I got mine today from Nordstrom Rack because that's who I'm like collaborating with, and then they're both like beautifully made, great quality.
Nice. Oh, yeah, totally. Yes.
I'm kind of falling in love with Nordstrom Rack, honestly.
Really? I'm going to have to go look now.
It's definitely like a little bit of treasure hunting, but when you find some good stuff, it's kind of like going to TJ Maxx, Home Goods. It's like that kind of discovery. You never know what you're going to find.
I love that. there's just like this element of surprise. It's always the best, right? Because when you have like these amazing finds, you're like, yes, yeah. I scored.
That's how I feel about this cream blazer. I cannot wait to style it.
Okay. Love it.
Yes. Okay. So caramel tones, brown tones. That's kind of like on trend with what we were saying in terms of like basics. I've also been seeing, I was like looking through some other articles and seeing some different write-ups, and like classic suiting is another one, like tying in those basics that we just talked about. Like classic suiting, I feel like is something you can wear all seasons. It just depends. Like you can wear a short suit, you can wear an oversized suit, you can wear a super tailored suit, but like that's definitely something that will be trending for fall. And creating like a really chic monochromatic look is something.
No, that I totally agree. Or like even like trench coats, right? Like this time, I think they're doing like a lot of like knit coats that kind of have like a robe look. And I'm so into that.
Yeah, I've seen that too. And I even saw one where it was like this like floor length vibe. So
Everything
to the floor, basically.
I need one of those in my life. Like I have this amazing classic trench coat from J. Crew and it kind of just comes like right below my knees. But I feel like I've seen people wear like these Burberry ones that are like all the way down to their ankles and they look so chic.
Yeah, that's definitely trending for fall as well. I forget where I saw it, but it might have been Vogue. But yeah, definitely, definitely on trend for sure.
I know. And if you got like, right. And if you have like one trench coat and you can just get one that's like really elevated, just looks like it's a statement in itself because of the length of it. Like you don't really need more than one trench coat, you know? Maybe like two.
So I'm like set.
Do you have one in like beige and black?
I have beige, like your classic, like light beige. And then I have one that's a little bit deeper. It's more of a, it's not quite like brown, but it's more of like a mix between olive and brown. I don't know. It's hard to describe, but it's a deeper color. And I love it because it just kind of goes with different looks than like your classic trench coat.
I think I have a black one and I have a beige one, but now I really want the Burberry one. But I told myself now also, I don't know if you're doing this yet, but I told myself if I buy like one amazing piece, I have to get rid of one because I just don't have the space.
Yeah, I need to be better about Poshmark, honestly. I have one and I don't list as many things as I should. I had this like fabulous leather, I think it was the blazer that I sold. And, you know, it was by, is it Elegance? Is that how you say it? It's the
I think it's Legeance.
Legeance. Okay, yes. So it was by them and it was fabulous, but it was too small. So I finally sold it and it like sold immediately. And I still have the pants that are too small and I need to go ahead and sell it too.
Yeah.
I mean,
I know what you mean. I feel like we all have this like clutter that we just like hold on to. It's just like try to get rid of it as fast as possible because otherwise it's just going to tie you down. I was reading this quote the other day and it was just like, wow, I had to like really stop myself and like think about it. It's just like the more things you have, like the more like they tie you down. It's so true. It's so true. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like people who travel a lot and they like just travel with like one suitcase. It's like the best thing ever, which I do too. But you know, like I really do think like having so much, it's just like it clutters your home. And then also you don't know what the hell to do with it. And then it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
It's hard to keep up with. It's hard to keep organized. It's really not that girl.
No, it is not. Okay. Boardroom minis. This is what I'm reading on mini skirts.
Yeah. I feel like this is kind of carrying over from previous trends and seasons too.
Yeah. I'm so into it. I feel like a mini skirt is a really great length, especially if you're wearing it with like a blazer. And like I'm seeing this on Marie Claire, like one of the models is wearing like an oversized blazer with a mini skirt and a t-shirt. I love that.
I love a mini skirt. So good. And I feel like if you feel comfortable wearing them, you should just wear them till the end of time. Like don't feel like you have to stop wearing them because you get to a certain age. Like show the legs, honey.
Oh, yeah, I totally get it. And remember, like, the time when, like, all those Gucci leggings were super trending? I have two of them. I have the brown ones and then the black ones. I was like, yes, I can bring those out and wear them with my miniskirt.
Yes, I actually need to buy another pair. Funny story, I own my black leggings. And the first time I wore them, so apparently they were too small because the crotch just, like, ripped, like...
Oh, no. Like, are you talking about the Gucci leggings with, like, the fishnet ones with, like, a Gucci logo on them? Yes.
I had a huge hole in the crotch of my...
Okay. And?
So I guess they're too small. And I was trying to pull them up, and they just... they ripped. I still wear them because it's in the crotch, and thankfully not in the toe or the knee, but it's very breezy.
There you go. There you go.
So I need to buy another pair.
Well, you could always keep those ones for the bedroom.
Oh my gosh. That's a good point.
Yeah, there you go. It's whenever you want to feel, whenever you feel fabulous in the bedroom.
That's hilarious. Oh my gosh.
Okay, you guys, this was our episode. We really hope you guys enjoyed it. It's fun. It's girl talk. And yeah, tell us what trends you're going to be wearing this time. Like, DM us. You can follow us on Sunday's pod. We would love to hear your feedback. I feel like so many people have already given us feedback. So many of you listen. Thank you. If you're still listening, oh my God, you guys are the goats.
Yes, we're so grateful for you. Thanks for tuning in. You can also check out our Instagrams to see how we're styling trends this fall.
Yes. I'm at
Seth Taylor Jackson. And Sarah is at Sarah Adam Fez. So thanks for listening, guys. Woo. And we'll see you next Sunday.
Bye, guys.